This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, the Knicks beat Portland 107-103. In the NHL, the Islanders skated past Anaheim in a shootout 3-2. St. Louis doubled up Boston 4-2. The NHL's newest team has a nickname. Owner Bill Foley and Commissioner Gary Bettman have announced that the Las Vegas expansion franchise will be called the Golden Knights. The team logo is a simple front view of a fighting helmet with a conspicuous V in the middle. Their colors are steel gray, gold, red, and black. In men's college basketball, Vermont beat Hofstra 87-73 at the Gulf Coast Showcase yesterday. Syracuse blasted South Carolina State 101-59. In women's college basketball, UConn topped Dayton 98-65, and Siena won against Colgate 71-63. IFPW has pulled off the biggest upset in school history, doing it against a neighbor as Bryson Scott scored 18 points and John Conchar drained a go-ahead free throw with 1 minute and 19 seconds left in overtime in a stunning 71-68 win over third-ranked Indiana. Saying they had touched him in a powerful and personal way, President Barack Obama awarded the nation's highest civilian honor to 21 groundbreaking actors, musicians, athletes, and others during a ceremony yesterday at the White House. Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, two of the best basketball players ever, were among the honorees. Obama said the people receiving the medal helped push America forward and inspired millions around the world. Bruce Arena is getting another chance to run the U.S. men's soccer program. His return as head coach comes a decade after he was fired from the job, and one day after Jurgen Klinsmann suffered a similar fate. Arena first took over as the national team coach after the 1998 World Cup. He's the winningest coach in American national team history. The 65-year-old Arena starts work December 1st. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.